Numbers don't lie. The costs of the election campaigns of two U.S. presidential hopefuls, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, until October 19, 2016, has totaled $2.1 billion, which is equivalent to the budget allocated by the U.S. federal government for prevention of substance abuse and alcoholism among American adults, including 8th, 10th, and 12th grade pupils, for a period of 17 months. Monitoring the Future is an American organization which has studied 50,000 American 8th, 10th, and 12th grade pupils per annum as of the mid-1970s to this day. This organization operates under the supervision of a number of U.S. state-run organizations such as the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse and the U.S. National Institute of Health. Part of the annual figures released by this American organization is related to the rate of consumption of illicit drugs and alcohol by the American high school pupils. In accordance to the figures released in the year 2015, 58.2% of the 12th grade American pupil consume alcoholic drinks, 34.9% of them smoke marijuana, 2.9% of them consume LSD pills, 2.5% of them consume cocaine, and 3.6% of them consume ecstasy pills. Moreover, 5.4% of American 12th grade pupils are heroin addicts. Meanwhile, the comparison of the annual figures released by the Monitoring the Future organization reveals that the rate of the consumption of marijuana among 8th, 10th, and 12th grade American pupils has surged. In the year 2015, 6.5% of American 8th grade pupils, 14.8% of the 10th grade American pupils, and 21.3% of the 12th grade American pupils consumed pot. In the meantime, 6% of 12th grade American pupils consume marijuana on a daily basis. Meanwhile, facts and figures on the rate of consumption of illicit drugs among American pupils have generated concerns of the American sociologists and physicians. They believe that serious measures should be taken to prevent the spread of drug abuse and alcoholism among American youth.